the 2020 Underground Collision in Washington, D.C. And with me is Mr. Garland Cook from Mitchell Stankovic and Associates. How are you, Garland?
I'm really good. Thank you.
Nice to see you.
Yes, this is the first Underground that I've been to, and I thought I really enjoyed it.
You came to a good one. This one was one of the best ones, hands down. Hands down. It was riveting from start to finish, for sure. So, I mean, having said that, what did you think of the conference or the event?
Well, I thought it was really great. I mean, they covered things that you don't normally spend time covering, and there was some really good topics, and I thought it was really well handled.
Yeah, indeed.
All right, now I want to get to, because you're new to Mitchell Stankovic and Associates, so we want to get your background and then what are you going to be doing for the firm?
Well, my background, most of my whole life I've been actually in banks.
Oh, interesting.
And, you know, the evil side or whatever.
But, the dark side.
And after I left banks, I spent 3 years working with the FDIC, and we were when we were working with failed banks and working with the FDIC. Mm-hmm. After that, I went to a credit union in Wisconsin for 5 or 6 years, yeah. And then from there, I came back here for 3 or 4 years here in California. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry,
in Oregon,
California,
DC.
Where I live now.
Gotcha.
And I'm just leaving the credit union right now and just joining Mitchell Stankovic.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations.
And because I have such a varied background, I feel I'm able to provide help with a lot of different areas. One of the areas, I always been the CFO, and so my financial background is what is helping me right now, and I've been focusing on CECL. CECL's a new topic coming up, and it's going to be very important very quickly, and I think the examiners are going to be asking about it, and so we're building models to how to do this, and I've been working with some people on how to know how it's going to affect, what do we have to have, you know, what do we have to make sure that the auditors and the examiners are happy with what we're doing and that we are focusing on it and that we are addressing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you said, it's going to be really, really important here pretty darn quickly. So Creightons need to get their ducks in a row, right?
I agree. It's time we should be starting on it, yes.
Indeed. I want to step back, though. What prompted the transition from banking to credit unions? What was going on there in that transition?
Well, I was with a number of banks. I started in Iowa, and then I came out to California. I was with actually a publicly traded bank, and I was there quite a while. We did really well, and I left there, and I did go and help start a auto finance company for a few years, and then I decided I was tired of that area for now, and I had the opportunity to help the FDIC with failed banks, and so that was really interesting and fun, and I was in California when I did all of this, and then you get tired of things like that after a while, and the opportunity came to work with a credit union in Wisconsin, and so I did a lot of work with them, and we did lots of growth and lots of new different things, but my family was still in California at the time.
You were in Wisconsin?
I was commuting to Wisconsin, and finally I decided I wanted to get back to California.
Yeah,
smart move.
And the opportunity came to go to SCE Federal, and so I was there for a few years, and just left there, and while I was there, I met Sue and got to become a part of Mitchell Stankovic, and I like what they do. I think they offer a great service, and I asked maybe if I could help them in any way, and so that's what I'm going to do now
for
a little while.
Very cool. Very cool. Before I let you go, what were a couple of takeaways from the event today that kind of stand out in your mind?
Well, again, I like the fact that they addressed different topics. The diversity, to me, was a topic that you never hear addressed. And so that was the biggest thing that I thought I liked what they were doing, is that they would talk about things that should mean something to people, and it means something to the people, And so it should mean something to the credit union.
Of course. Yeah.
And we've got to help make sure the credit unions address it.
I agree. It's becoming more and more prevalent. It's really blossomed a lot in the last 2 or 3 years. And it's not slowing down, which is a really, really good thing.
I thought it was really interesting when we had to talk about purchasing a bank.
Oh, yeah.
I've been part of purchasing bank branches and things like that, but I've never actually purchased a bank.
Wait, what are your thoughts on that? Because that seems to be the trend right now.
Absolutely. There's no reason. I mean, it's just we're getting more customers. The one problem is we have to get them on board to be part of what we believe, that they're part of the company and they own the company, not just somebody that's doing business with them. And that's the biggest struggle, I'm sure.
Yeah. I can't wait to talk to Stephanie about that. So I'm really interested to get kind of the behind the scenes look at how that whole process goes.
Okay.
Good stuff, Garland. Anything else to add to wrap up?
Nope, that'll do it.
All right, sir. Well, thank you so much, Garland.